Maine Democrats and health advocates are praising an announcement today from the Trump administration that it will explore ways to import cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. The announcement bolsters a new state law signed by Governor Janet Mills to develop a wholesale drug importation program from our neighbors to the north. But as Patty White reports, some health policy experts are skeptical that such a plan is viable.
Democratic Senate President Troy Jackson was the sponsor of Maine's bill to establish a drug importation program with Canada, and he says it's about time that the federal government took action to lower drug prices.
You know, we put a lot of effort in this session, and it always was to push the federal government, you know, to do what was right, and it seems like that's finally coming to fruition, and so I feel a real sense of hope in that regard.
His bill was signed into law by Governor Mills, but it ultimately requires federal approval. The Trump administration's announcement signals that's more likely. And Ann Woolison of Consumers for Affordable Healthcare says it could happen relatively quickly.
The hope would be that Maine would be able to do something sooner than later, perhaps in the next year and a half.
But others are less confident that any plans to import drugs from Canada are viable. Maine-based independent health policy consultant Mitchell Stein says one reason is that the U.S. market for prescription drugs is exponentially larger than Canada's.
We've seen busloads of people going into Canada and going to a drugstore, and that can work, but it just can't scale. There currently isn't the supply in Canada.
And Stein is doubtful that Canada would be able to increase its supply.
There's no reason to think that manufacturers would be willing to increase the lower cost supply when they're currently getting more money here in the U.S.
Stein also points to a recent report in Reuters. The news outlet obtained documents that revealed Canadian officials are opposed to U.S. plans that threaten the supply and cost of prescription drugs for its own citizens. Senator Jackson, however, says that's not the message he's getting in his discussions with officials in New Brunswick and Quebec.
I mean, I think we could do that tomorrow if you know, we had a plan that was approved by the federal government. I mean, they're waiting, ready and willing.
Ann Woolison from Consumers for Affordable Healthcare also thinks Canadian suppliers would be motivated to export more drugs because of the financial benefits.
I hear the skepticism, but I don't honestly believe that it's going to be a problem. And we can't not attempt to do this, especially if the end effect means that Maine people will ultimately end up paying less for the drugs that they need.
Governor Janet Mills is ready to press forward with Maine's program. In a media release, she says she spoke to U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar Wednesday to let him know that Maine is ready to review, shape, and take advantage of the new rule. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.